Good day, listeners. It's your host, Rio Orovich, on the Variety Hour show, covering the Style and Fashion episode. We have a special guest speaker in the studio with us, and that is Erica Ray. You'll now hear from our co-host, Taylor Lay, from Tailored Artistry.
Thank you, Rio. All right, so we will be talking about style and fashion today. Fashion can be used in the workplace. Does semi-permanent makeup count as a subtle detail to further complement one's outfit? Absolutely. Professionally done brows can increase the likability, competence, trustworthiness, and boost attractiveness to both men and women. I have a few examples of celebrities here who have microbladed eyebrows. Victoria Beckham, Kim Kardashian, and Megan Good. I would like to introduce Erica Ray as my guest today on Style and Fashion segment. Erica Ray is an actress, screenwriter, director, and model. She's directed, wrote, and starred in her upcoming short film, Happy Hour, is a screenwriter and producer for Scent Television Global Network, and top 30 contestant for Maxim's 2018 CoverGirl magazine competition. She has been involved in the fashion community for 10 years and is also a creative director and brand ambassador for Audacious Sockwear. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Taylor. Oh my God, I am so excited right now. I have butterflies, but I'm excited. It's good butterflies.
It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So, Erica, do you recommend SPMU for both men and women who use creativity with their style and fashion to enhance their professional and casual image?
I definitely would recommend it for anybody that would want to enhance their external appearance, you know, male or female. I stand with it personally because if you want to look good, do whatever you need to. The only thing I would have to say about SPMU is that it's kind of similar to a normal tattoo, except it's semi-permanent, of course, and it takes 7 to 14 days to heal and about a month for the color to settle. So, I mean, there's not many, you know, cons to it as lash extensions. I've heard people's eyelashes have actually fell off just from getting lash extensions.
No.
I know. So I would definitely recommend it for anybody that would be interested in doing it. I think I need to do it myself because my eyebrows are light and sparse and terrible. And, you know, I've actually seen a lot of videos on Instagram talking about microblading and them doing the procedure. I was going to get one done today, but I wasn't able to, so I'm definitely interested in it. I would definitely recommend it for anybody.
Would you say you want your makeup to match the type of outfit you're wearing?
Definitely. That's one thing I was going to say. You know, makeup and fashion, they're actually different things, but they are definitely the same spectrum. They're like sister industries to me. So let's say, for example, you have like a natural aesthetic you want to go for. As far as eyebrows, you kind of would probably want to go for like a thick but shapely natural
customizable
feel.
Of course.
Yes, definitely. So SPMU can definitely help with that if you want natural, thick eyebrows looking.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think both men and women both can use SPMU to complement their respective styles in their professional workplace?
I do believe so. I think that because male and females, you know, like I said again, anyone can use SPMU to complement their styles in the professional workplace because, you know, it's microblading. It's just eyebrows. It's not like
something crazy, right?
I know,
or outrageous.
It's nothing outrageous or crazy. Like, I really don't see why anyone would actually have a problem with it in a professional workplace. It's, you know, eyebrows.
Absolutely. How do you think SPMU benefits the fashion community enthusiasts?
I believe semi-permanent makeup benefits the fashion community because microblading, it's on the come up. You know, it's popular. It's increasing every day to become more popular. And, you know, I find it kind of interesting because a couple of years ago, I heard that Megan Good, she had semi-permanent eyebrows and she almost got shunned for it. You know what I mean? It was like something weird. But now today it's looked at as something cool. You know, it's trendy.
Absolutely.
So I feel that SPMU kind of keeps the makeup industry and the fashion industry alive and relevant because I once heard Beyonce say, I'm going to throw this out there. She said to keep yourself relevant as an artist, you must keep reinventing yourself. And so looking back at it now, I feel like it kind of constitutes to every person in the industry and, you know, makeup, of course, and fashion industry. It keeps them relevant and they keep reinventing new things. So it definitely benefits the fashion community
Wow.
in many ways.
That's amazing. In what ways do you feel that the makeup industry and the fashion industry compare?
I personally feel that the makeup industry and fashion industry compare because not only are they two industries that will forever stay popular. Doesn't matter what era we're in, they're always going to be popular, but they constantly evolve also, you know. And in my opinion, they're the true OGs to when it comes to reinventing stuff and creating new trends. They're sister industries, you know, so they're like the highlight to the other's contour. So without one, it's kind of an unbalanced diet to me in a way, and both industries obtain an enormous amount of creativity, but, you know, they also obtain the most amount of respect for accepting others' unique ideas and creativity.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Ideas and creativity, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And artistry.
Artistry, definitely. There's like two famous things in the makeup and fashion industry.
Do you feel in order to be accepted in the fashion community, you must stay abreast to the makeup trends such as SPMU?
Well, Taylor, that's kind of a difficult question for me. Like, not necessarily, because I don't feel like being, you know, a la mode with makeup trends will give you the boot in the fashion community. You know, there's countless people that I can think of that have actually brought back old makeup trends, you know, such as drawing the eyebrows on.
Right.
That actually started in the early 30s. So I do feel you'd want to stay informed about trends going on, you know, considering you are in the fashion community and you know, wouldn't dare to get caught wearing heelless platforms like seasons ago. You remember those?
Yes.
Yeah, heelless platforms. But, you know, as there definitely should be not any pressure to stay any trendy. There shouldn't be any pressure to stay trendy in the fashion community, because fashion, it's definitely something personal. It's about expressing yourself, your emotions during the moment, however you're feeling. And it doesn't matter the gender, sexuality, or style relevance. Just because you don't keep up with the makeup trend, I don't feel like you shouldn't be accepted. That's not acceptable.
Absolutely.
Not acceptable.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you. That was fun. I feel like just from being on this, you know, I get to know a lot about SPMU. I've kind of changed my opinion towards it these past couple of years. So thank you for that.
Definitely. Fashion and semi-permanent makeup definitely mesh really well together.
Mm-hmm. They do mesh really well together.
They complement each other.
They complement each other, exactly. Just like your makeup would your clothes.
So. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you both. That concludes our talk today with our fashion episode of the Variety Hour show. Thank you, Erica, and thank you, Taylor Lay, joining us for a most insightful conversation. Listeners, stay tuned to Business Executive Radio EXE for our next episode in Style and Fashion.